news editor Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news you can use.
In travel news this week, travel website Travelbird has released its list of the most Instagrammed tourist attractions globally. The online travel company ranked 470 locations based on their number of hashtags on the photo sharing social media platform, aiming to find out which are the most popular with millennials. Disneyland in California emerged the most Instagram location on Earth with more than 14.6 million tags, putting it a long way ahead of second place winner the Eiffel Tower, which had 7.3 million. Tags. Walt Disney World and South Beach in Florida took out 4th and 5th place, followed by the Berlin Wall, the Las Vegas Strip, Big Ben, Times Square and Notre Dame. In this part of the world, New Zealand's Fiordland National Park came in at number 39 with 570,194 tags, while Australia appears at number 41 with the Sydney Opera House, which generated 540,209 tags. Melbourne has been officially recognised as a number one city in Australia for business travellers, attracting the highest number of attendees to international association meetings. The Country and City Ranking Report, produced by the International Congress and Convention Association, saw Melbourne ranked number one in Australia. The result also places Melbourne at 22 in the world for delegate attendance, 43 places ahead of Sydney. International business travellers stayed an average 6 nights in Melbourne, which is typically an additional night on top of their conference. Melbourne also rose 5 places for the number of meetings held from the previous year, now placing the city at 44 in the world and 11th in the Asia Pacific region. Melbourne Convention Bureau CEO Karen Bollinger says it strategically targets events which are going to have the greatest benefit to the city and the client. She says delegates are attracted to Melbourne for that large pool of local intellectual capital that they can benefit from, as well as the overall appeal of the city. Australians are still being caught out by global roaming charges, according to new research by comparison site finder.com.au. The research found in the last 2 years, 400,000 Australians have returned from overseas holidays to be shocked by a big mobile bill thanks to global roaming fees. The survey found that on average, these Aussies open at least one unexpected bill of $278. Women had bigger bill blowouts than men. On average, women accidentally spent $317, while men spent $233. Using mobile data through social media and apps was the main culprit for unforeseen expenses. Alec Kidman, telco expert at finder.com.au, says while Australians are more conscious about texts and calls, data usage can easily creep on us, up on us with apps running in the background. He says to make sure you don't get stung, it's a good idea to either pick up a local SIM at your destination or find a roaming package at home. And if you do take your phone with you, keep your mobile data off. If you're travelling Air New Zealand from Melbourne, you can now take advantage of its new look lounge at the Melbourne International Airport. Located on the ground floor of the airport terminal, the lounge offers 5 different spaces for close to 250 guests, allowing customers to relax and refresh or get some work done. Air New Zealand's Anita Hawthorne says the new lounge space has 50% more seating than the previous lounge. She says the airline has been investing heavily in the Australian market, and the Air New Zealand Melbourne International Lounge forms part of the airline's 4-year, $100 million program to help develop its network of lounges and follows the opening of new lounges in Sydney and Brisbane. And who says cruises aren't a cultural experience? Princess Cruises has announced it will bring award-winning film to the seas in conjunction with the Sydney Film Festival. Lovers of cinema will enjoy a selection of high-caliber film screenings created by Sydney Film Festival during the ship's 6-night round-trip cruise from Sydney to Tasmania in November. Films to feature will include Captain Fantastic and Mustang, the offbeat romantic comedy Maggie's Plan, Elvis and Nixon, and Love and Friendship, Whit Stillman adaption of Jane Austen's comical early novella. This cruise will also feature a full schedule of activities highlighting the best of Sydney Film Festival, guest speakers, cocktail parties and opportunities to mingle with other movie addicts. Princess Cruises Vice President Australia New Zealand Stuart Allison says the travelling film festival will be a smash hit unmatched in the cruising space. That's travel news this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
Thanks, Kirsty. That was news editor Kirsty Bedford there with this week's travel news.